For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. He has won gold at the U.S. Olympics, a diminutive, charismatic skater. Scott Hamilton has soared to the top of his field. He continues as a sports commentator. He raises awareness for cancer as he, too, continues to fight and live with the disease. Scott Hamilton joins us as part of the Warren County Public Library's Local Inspiration Series. And he has a new book, his third, Finish First, Winning Changes Everything. You know, we live in a society that seems to be obsessed with winning to the extent that we hand out trophies simply for participating, but that's not what you say in your book, that that sets a bad precedent because it leads to mediocrity. How so?
You know, it's sort of, you know, many steps into kind of eliminating competition from the way we live our lives. And I think competition is a great thing. I think it allows us to strive for things. I think, you know, the title Finish First came with that idea of, we all would love to feel that feeling of finishing first, right? What would it take for me to finish first in something? And we all have different purpose. We all have different identities. We all have different skill sets. And what would be your finish first moment? And work towards that. And, you know, and once that happens, my goodness, there's six more goals reveal themselves. And it just changes the way you live your life. Seeing, you know, kind of where a lot of young people are these days that have gone through that, you know, being raised in participation trophy world, you know, they're just not equipped. You know, the world is not going to be this kumbaya fair thing. It's tough and it's hard, and you've got to toe the line and you've got to pull your weight. You've got to work hard to be successful and survive. And a lot of people, you know, that I've seen, that I've worked with, actually, they just don't, they go, no, this isn't for me, and they quit or they move on because they just don't have that muscle built in their brains where any hint of failure, and they just, you know, head for the hills.
Okay, so my finish first is not the same as your finish first.
Exactly.
by any stretch.
But you're still further down the road, aren't you? For me, it was my original kind of finish first thing was to get out of last place in skating. And in humiliating fashion, I would fall five times in front of 17,000 people and come in last. I've gotten past that now, as you can tell. But it was, you know, it was the lack of respect. That stuck with me. And when I started to figure out how to get better, my goodness, the whole trajectory of my life changed. You know, no matter who you are, what your composition is, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever that is, you have a unique identity. And you need to be able to leverage your skill sets and what you are drawn to in order to really reveal your purpose and to live your lives more joyfully. And my experience tells me and my faith tells me that we all have a purpose and we need to exploit it.
What if you put your whole heart, your whole being into your passion and you still don't finish first? Then what?
You know, sometimes you got to bump around a little bit in order to figure it out. You know, it's never too late.
Absolutely. Did you really keep your gold medal in a brown bag in your underwear drawer for a couple of years?
8 years that I couldn't figure out how to get rid of it. You know, I didn't understand it then because it was before I really dove into my faith, you know, but it was an idol. You know, it was something that could have just absolutely stopped me in my tracks, and I knew it.
Gold medalist, sports commentator, cancer awareness advocate, and cancer survivor Scott Hamilton, who will be in Bowling Green Tuesday, May 22nd, as a guest of the Warren County Public Library's Local Inspiration Series. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb.